Hey there, welcome to Tip Tap Tip. My name is Eric.
Well, hello there. My name is Rochelle.
Well, hello there, Rochelle. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good, thank you.
You're doing good. You're smiling, you're happy. What's going on? Why are you so happy? What's your story?
I just looked at our baby in the crib and he looks so cute.
Oh, geez.
Well, it gets me all giggly. I'm like, aw.
He's asleep and doing stuff.
Yeah, he's adorable.
I think most babies, for the most part, are pretty cute. Except for the ones that are ugly. We lucked out. Just saying.
But, you know, I think everybody thinks that they're... Doesn't everybody think that their own baby is cute? Like,
yeah, but some people are just deluded.
But what if... I think everybody is just deluded. Because it's your own baby. Of course, you're going to think your own baby is cute.
Yeah, but you have to back it up with some additional evidence. Usually that's by people in grocery stores or people elsewhere saying, hey, that's a cute baby. He does things and stuff.
But I always think that those people who go up and say, oh, your baby's so cute, like, I just think that those people do that to every baby.
No, they don't. They just do to the good ones.
Oh, okay.
That's what I hear. But this isn't Calgary's Best Baby Podcast. This is Calgary's Best Podcast.
No, we're not just going to talk about babies.
No, we're not talking about babies. This isn't our thing. It's not what we do. We talk about other stuff, other important stuff. Anyways, if you want to check us out, we are available a number of different places, including iTunes and Stitcher, which is a free application you can get for your...
Your fly's undone.
Yes, it's Sunday. It's... You know,
it's hanging out day.
That's why I'm wearing my hang loose, right? That's why I'm wearing my fat jeans and my fly is undone because it's our day of rest, right? And that's, you know, sometimes you just need to be more restful by. I am wearing underwear.
So but your pants are done up though.
Yeah, I guess I'm wearing a belt.
Like, you know, like you weren't. It's not like you're doing it. Is it Ted Bundy who'd like to do his pants?
That was Al Bundy.
Al Bundy.
Ted Bundy was the American serial killer. Close, Rochelle. A little bit off.
See, I am always really close. I'm always really close.
Between, was it Michael J. Smith and George Michael, which is two completely different.
Michael is still in a part of the name.
Well, okay. So it's Bundy, all right? So there you go.
Yeah.
So high fives all around for Rochelle. You win, all right? You're the best. Best at names, Rochelle.
Shut up. I didn't say that. I said it was close. It got half of the name right. It's like 50% right.
I suppose if you want to look at it that way. Anyways, yeah, as I was saying, get our podcast a number of ways, either from our website, tiptaptip.com, or else you can get on your smartphone, whether that's iPhone, Android, whatever. Get the Stitcher app. We're in there, tiptaptip. Do a search for that.
Did you say Android?
Android.
I thought you said Andrew.
No. There are no Andrew phones, as far as I know. But, yeah.
Why do they have to do that? You know, why do they have to make things so difficult? Why can't they just make one type of phone? Why? What's with this Android and the other type of phone, whatever that one is?
iPhone?
Yeah. Like, why can't they just all be the same? They all look the same to me. Our phone has little squares that do stuff. The applications.
Mm-hmm.
So what is the difference? I don't understand the difference.
There's no difference.
There's no difference. I looked at your dad's iPhone today. He's got the same fucking like application things on it that we do.
You don't notice the way things work differently when you work the iPad versus your phone?
No.
You just click on squares and things happen?
Yeah. That's how it works.
Well, some people go a little bit deeper than that, but I guess, you know, hey, it's all about the applications, right?
What do you mean?
I guess you got your internet, you got your email, you got your calendar.
It all does the same shit. Like, it just, I don't understand. What's the difference, Eric, Mr. Computer Man?
Okay, well, I'm asking you this, Mrs. Computer Head.
I'm not a computer head. I'm just telling you, as a computer user...
Okay.
You click on the squares, they open up, and then they do stuff. Like, okay. That's it. That's all.
I will ask you this, all right?
What?
You've used the calendar on both the iPad and on your phone. Which do you prefer using?
On my phone.
Why?
because it's easier. Okay. And I get it.
There you go.
Better.
There you go. There's little differences when you click on the squares. Things happen differently.
Yeah, but they still do it. Obviously it's a different machine.
But you like the way it works, right? Like, you know, sure. A standard, there's different types of standard sedans, right? Like, you know, at levels of cars, right? You know, like a Honda Civic hatchback, you know.
But when it comes down to it, it's a calendar app, and the other thing is a calendar app. Like, it's the same.
It's a calendar app. You are upsetting a whole army of nerds, right? I'm going to be getting some emails, so why don't I just see our email?
Okay, so let me ask you this question. What's the difference between an iPhone Facebook app and an Android Facebook app?
Actually, not, because they're both made by Facebook. See, you're right.
There you go. Same shit.
What about
Hotmail Facebook app or Hotmail app?
Well, there's not really a... There's a difference. Oh, whatever. Anyways.
Not really.
Anyways, nerds, feel free to write in info@tiptaptip.com.
It's got the little garbage can picture.
All right.
The little forward arrow picture. Those things are the same.
There are universal things across all email applications. You're right.
Yeah.
You're right. Okay. You're right. High five. You get it. All right. Michelle's the best. Clicking on squares and doing things.
No, I'm asking you this question. I'm not trying to say like that I'm right. You're so obsessed with right or wrong. Like, what the fuck is with you? It's like, I'm wrong. You're right. I'm right. You're wrong. That's not what I'm saying. I'm asking you, what is the difference? I cannot tell the difference.
You know, they're very similar. There's a lot of similarities. They're both sort of touchscreen things. You click on little squares to make things happen. But Android does certain things differently than iPhone does, right? I don't want to get into specifics because I'll just bore you.
No, but that's what I'm asking you. Oh, my goodness.
You are wanting me to get into specifics of nerdy stuff?
Yes.
You know what you're asking?
No, just like sum it up.
Sum it up, asshole.
Spit the fucking words out.
I'll spit it out. Okay. Android can run on a variety of different devices by different manufacturers. iOS only runs on Apple stuff made by Apple. So for instance,
But how does that affect me?
How does
the
it
user? That doesn't affect the user at all.
Really?
Because then you just buy the thing that works the thing, right?
Yeah. But like, you know, like there's certain... Oh, man, you're really putting my feet to the fire. I know. I like my phone better. I like it better than an iPhone. And I've had an iPhone for
years.
But
that's all that it comes down to.
No, but I like it. There's certain things I like. I like if you want me to get into it.
That's what I've been asking you the last couple minutes.
The notification system is better. I like the fact that you can share information between applications a lot easier. You know, you click on a thing.
What are the notification things? Like you know, when beeping things?
When you flick down with your finger from the top.
Yeah.
It tells you more and tells you better information than the equivalent feature in an iPhone. I also like the thing that
better information, like when it says the weather.
No, but like you
and your text messages.
No, for instance, in like my email, like I can get a preview of the email. I can choose to delete it or archive it or whatever right from there. I don't have to open up my email or anything. I can also share stuff between applications easier, which is good for me and the show, and that allows me to if I'm looking for stuff, if I'm finding stories or whatever on the phone, and I use this service called Pocket, right? Basically allows me to save stuff to read later, right? And Android allows me to share stuff easily between the web browser and this application. You cannot do that on an iPhone. That's why the iOS is a pain in the ass when it comes to sharing stuff between applications. It's like, oh yeah, well you can share between Twitter or Facebook or send an email and that's it. Well, that doesn't do me any good. Not when I'm planning the show.
So what do you mean share between applications?
Well, you know, you click on the thing, right? And it says, like, you know, you click on the thing, it'll say send email, do this, yeah. right? On the iPhone, there's really a very limited amount of things that you can do things with, right? Like you can.
Yeah, I get what you're saying, but what are the other applications that you'd want to, like, what else would you want to do? Because I don't know, because I only share with Facebook.
Well, I guess, I'm saying for me, right? It might be different for you.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
Okay, well, why are we talking about?
But I'm asking you what other applications, what are the other possibilities, Eric? Like this pocket thing, what is that?
It's
like you put it in your pocket.
You put it in your pocket. You put it in the pocket.
What is the pocket?
It's funny because like I go to my way sometimes to like avoid technical talk because I know it bores the shit out of you. Now you're like, no, I want to talk about this for an hour.
I don't want to talk about this for an hour, but yeah. Sometimes I have questions. I'm allowed to have questions about that stuff.
Oh, you know what else I like? I'll tell you.
I just don't like it when you tell me it when I don't care. I don't have questions.
No, I also like the thing, this feature put out by Google, which...
No, but so I'm not going to find out what the pocket is?
I'll tell you. I know what it is.
But you didn't tell me what it is.
It's a website where if you want to read something later, you
put it in your pocket.
You put it in the pocket, oh, and okay. It formats it nicely so you can read it. You've actually used it.
Remember? I have used it?
Yeah, because it was on the iPad, and you were reading that article on artists in New York, all like weird performance artists a while back, right? Remember you reading this, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and that was on the pocket, and it was all nice and formatted and very readable.
Yeah, but I didn't save it there.
No, I saved it there.
Yeah, so I still don't know how to do that.
Okay, well, anyways, I can show you later. I will show you what my pocket is and all the weird stuff I say, which never
makes... I want to stick my hands in your pocket.
All the weird stuff, which never makes it to the show. And interesting things, not necessarily funny stuff, but, you know, stuff I want to read later, which probably never...
And so that's only on your phone, not on the iPad, but didn't I read it on the iPad?
Yeah, but it's... I have it on the iPad, too, but, like... Sending anything there from the iPad to that phone to that program, it's real pain in the ass.
You can still do it.
You can read it, but it's far easier for me to add stuff to it on my iPhone and even on the computer, right?
Okay.
Yeah. You know. Other stuff is happening besides technical shit we've been talking about for 15 minutes. Are people still listening? I don't know. This is the Calgary's best iPhone Android baby podcast.
Shut up.
No, we're the best. No, we're not. Yeah, we are. I'm confused.
Man up. You're going to say it.
We're the best.
Fucking say it.
We got the biggest cock of any podcast. We got the big baseball bat.
We got the biggest tits.
Yeah. Biggest tits and cocks of every podcast out there in Calgary.
Yeah, big tits are like having, it's like the same as having big cocks, right?
I would say so.
But even better, because you got two.
Yeah, two's better than one. Oh, Rochelle and I watched...
that reminds me, that porno that we watched last night, that was pretty good.
No, it wasn't a porno. It was that weird movie, which I watched on Friday. I told Rochelle about it. She said, you know...
Oh, yeah, that was so weird.
She's like,
oh,
this sounds interesting. So,
No, I said, oh, put it to the scene where
things happen, like, you know.
What's his name again?
I don't know the actor, but the movie we watched.
The actor. What's
Dr.
the name?
Jekyll. So we watched this
movie. Dr. Jekyll and Sister Hyde. And I said to Eric, put it to the part where he changes into Sister Hyde, because this is like.
Ridiculous, right?
Yeah, and then I actually. Like, well, I can't say rewind because you can't do that on Netflix, but yeah it went and started it from the beginning because it was actually pretty good. Like, how ridiculous of a movie it sounds, it actually was, it was pretty good. Like, the acting was a little bit cheesy.
Yeah, yeah, of
but
course.
I liked it.
Dr. Jekyll and Sister Hyde, if you have access to Netflix. I don't know if it's a recommendation, but we watched it.
I recommend it. If you feel like watching something ridiculous and if you like that kind of stuff.
But I will say this, and this is...
Because I don't usually like bad, good movies that Eric watches. Because he usually watches like ones with really bad special effects with like, you know, plastic dinosaurs or something.
Oh, I love that movie. I love that movie.
That Dinosaur Island.
That was the best.
I know. Okay. It was okay, but.
There's a lot of teen A in there.
That's the only reason why you liked it, right?
Yeah, that was definitely.
Like caveman tits. Because those girls are running around so much, they bounce. It's like, I think when tits bounce a lot, they get firmer or something. That's what someone told me. Ladies that ride horses have really firm tits.
This is a fact?
No.
Okay.
I don't think so. Okay. But that's what someone told me.
But anyways, yeah, it was interesting during this the initial transformation scene where Dr. Jekyll takes his serum, which turns him into Sister Hyde. You know, they have the...
Of course, it's all about the tits again.
It's all about the tits.
He's like, whoa, look at this. I've got tits.
So he opens up, I guess, his house coat or whatever, right? He's like, what are these? And then he's like... And then the following scene, the hand comes out, starts grabbing the boobs, like, whoa, these are cool. And you know what?
And then the hand... starts to turn into
a dude's hand,
Jekyll's hand. Oh, yeah. He's grabbing Sister Hyde's boob, and you're like, "Oh, this is kind of fucked."
But I have to say, if I woke up one morning or if I took some sort of serum,
really, like you would go for the tits first. You wouldn't be like grabbing your vagina first.
Go straight for the tits. First things first, yeah. So then I'm like, oh, hey.
Well, and then Sister Hyde turned into a little slut, right?
Yeah, they got kind of weird because all of a sudden...
She's like, well, I'm going to fuck you and then I'm going to kill you. Or so. No, she actually didn't kill guys. She killed women.
Women, yeah.
But, yeah. And then me and Eric were like, what would happen if, you know, Sister Hyde turned back to Jekyll while she was getting, you know...
This is your thought, not
getting
mine.
Getting it on.
Like, because there's this
that was my thought. Whatever. Because, like, what would happen? I don't know.
We'd be like squeezing toothpaste out of a tube. I don't know.
Ew.
Banana out of a banana peel. I don't know. It's kind of bizarre.
Awkward.
It's a bit awkward. But if you have access to the Netflix, check it out. There might be a trailer, and if there is, I'll put it up on our.
I think you should start. Like another podcast, Eric, where you just call it like Nerds on Netflix or something like that. And because you find so many ridiculous movies and you should just review it. Like that show that you like.
What show is that?
With the puppets.
The show with the
puppets? Mystery Science Theater.
Oh, okay. I'm like, what? The show with the puppets?
Yeah, well, those are puppets.
Yeah, they are. You're right. But I just think of them as little robot friends.
Shut up.
Yeah, but that's kind of the level of garbage.
You could do puppets. We have puppets.
We have puppets.
I could be the puppets.
Okay.
I'd be like, this movie fucking sucks. Why the fuck are we watching this shit? Oh, I don't, because there's tits. Oh, I'll just keep watching because maybe we'll see some more tits. That sounds good.
That's pretty much what's going through my head. I'm like...
When will we see the tits again? Oh, another 5 minutes.
Well, this hour and a half movie is sure worth the 30 seconds of boob that I get to see.
It's like your teenager self coming through all over it's again. Like, hey? Oh, it's like I've never seen them again. And then I see them again. And it's like I've never seen them again.
If I wait another 45 minutes, maybe I'll see half of one again.
Maybe I'll see some side boob. What?
Oh, my goodness. Let's get to some news stories. This is actually something.
There's this one movie that I watched. And I can't remember who it's, but I think it's by the same guy that did Kill Pussycat Kill.
Oh, Russ Meyer. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's these ladies who are very well endowed.
That's all of his movies. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He likes big
like, no,
boobs.
But, like these ladies are huge.
No, that's all his movies.
Okay.
Yeah.
So.
Sorry.
And then they're wearing bikini bottoms and they're not wearing bikini tops.
Yeah.
And then they have little like portable ghetto blasters. And then they just, you know, like one lady will be like dancing and then her little ghetto blaster will be hanging from the tree.
Yeah.
And then she'll just be dancing to it. And that's it. There's no talking. There's nothing. There's no story. It's just topless ladies with huge tits dancing next to their ghetto blaster.
Sounds
in the 60s, so they've got like big ass 60s hair and their boobs are just like woo, like going all over the place.
Sounds fantastic.
Yeah, and it's like a whole bunch of different ladies, and that's and then so you just go to like the next lady who's also standing there dancing next to her with ghetto blaster,
giant knockers,
with giant knockers and just a bikini bottom.
Yeah, I gotta appreciate Russ Meyer because he made an entire sort of filmography.
Well, what the fuck, like seriously? And there's probably so many people that would watch that, and it's not even that dirty. It's just girls dancing without tops on. Yeah.
He knew what he liked, and he made all, you know, I think all of his films.
You should try and find that. You'd love it.
Actually, you're right. I should see some more Russ Meyer films, definitely, because they're fun and they're campy and, you know.
Yeah, but they're also, they're pretty violent.
Yeah.
And like, there's some scenes where the women get beaten and stuff.
And well, with pretty much all of his movies, they feature like women protagonists, right? Like, they're always, like, the main character. They're not,
I don't remember, like, specific scenes, but when we were watching Pussycat
Kill,
there were some moments where I was like, what the fuck? Did that just happen?
Yeah, these women are kicking the shit out of these dudes, man.
No, but I think one of the women was getting beaten up or something.
Oh, yeah, there's violence.
Yeah, against women, that's not cool. Mm-hmm.
No, but then they kick the crap out of dudes.
Yeah, but that's okay.
And they shoot them, and they all and the women kill the dudes. So.
That's okay for women to be strong.
Yeah.
But it's not allowed to be the other way. Don't you know that, Eric? Come on.
That's why he...
Ooh, touchy subject.
I know. I like his movies. They're fun. An unknown number of culprits made off with 5 metric tons of Nutella... chocolate hazelnut spread from a parked trailer central German town of Bad Hersfeld over the weekend. The stolen Nutella is worth an estimated 16,000 euros. That's equivalent of 20,000 US dollars. A German news agency reported that the thieves have previously stolen a load of energy drinks from the same location. That's a lot of Nutella. How do you unload that?
You sell it.
Yeah, I guess, yeah. You sell it on the black market or whatever.
I don't know. I'm watching this show on Netflix called Outrageous Fortune, and that's what, like, the whole family is a crime family.
Yeah.
It's a New Zealand show, and that's what they do. They just, like, buy stuff and then sell it to people that they know.
Oh. Yeah, but when...
They steal stuff.
Yeah.
And then sell it to people that they know. Like, they stole a whole bunch of lobsters and then sold it to, like, but only people that they knew, right?
We're cool.
Like, yeah, in the people who are in the know.
I see. All right, so what else we got here? Let's see what we got here. We got...
is there any Eurovision, or are we totally done with Eurovision?
No, we got some. I want to...
You keep it till the end so that people can only listen to the whole show and then ditch out on the Eurovision part? Because that's what my brother did the last show.
Apparently, he hates that shit.
He's like, yeah, I listened up until the part that you played Eurovision.
But the thing is, if you miss out on that part, like, probably half the fun is what happens between when we play one song and another. Like the 10 that... Well, never mind. You have to listen to a few shows.
Oh, yeah. Like the last show. That was the last show.
It was a good stuff.
And he missed out on the funniest part of the show.
It really actually did. That being,
snooze, you lose.
Snooze, you lose. Speaking of food, a 68-year-old man.
I wasn't talking about food.
I was talking about food when I was talking about Nutella. So now I'm trying.
Oh, sorry, I ruined your segue.
You ruined.
But do you think about the segues in advance?
No, it's all natural, right? You know, okay. Well, I was talking about food. Here's another food-related story.
But we were talking about snoozing.
Well, before I was talking about food.
Okay.
A 68-year-old man was arrested at a Walmart in Florida after he repeatedly hit his girlfriend with a box of donuts. Police were called to the Walmart store after Charles Cook's girlfriend said
You can buy donuts at Walmart?
You can buy anything at Walmart.
What?
Police were called to the Walmart store... After Charles Cook's girlfriend, he picked up a box of white powdered donuts and hit her in the face with a German argument. I don't know why I'm laughing. It is domestic abuse, but it made all the funnier because it was powdered donuts. During an interview with the responding deputy, Cook admitted to hitting her with the donuts and was arrested and charged with domestic battery. He could not be formally arrested because the evidence disappeared. That's my... joke.
Because he ate it?
Because cops, like, don't... Okay, it's a bad joke. Bad joke!
Oh, because the cops ate it. Okay. That's my like fake laugh.
That's your. All right. So, anyways, if you have any topic ideas, any food related stories, questions, anything you want to share with us, info@tiptaptip.com. If you have any technical questions you want to send it at me, info@tiptaptip.com. I'll answer
them. Because Eric knows stuff about computers, which means that if you have any questions about anything electronic at all, Eric knows everything about every electronic device.
Yeah. So if you ask
ever invented, like, so if you want to buy a watch in Chinatown and it doesn't come with directions on how to work it, it's okay because Eric has got brains and stuff and he knows how to work computers and he'll figure it out, right?
Yeah, right. I'm good at that type of stuff. You know, I'll take your very simple question. I'll talk around it for 10 to 15 minutes, not really answering it for the most part. And then eventually we'll.
Yeah, you know what that's called?
What?
Being a bullshitter.
Being a bullshitter. Let's get into some news clips before we move along. This is about a politician who is very good at doing multiple things at one single time.
Three women testified today against former Mount Carmel Vice Mayor William Blakely, graphically recounting times he exposed himself while driving. News Channel 11's Kylie McGivern was the only reporter in court for the preliminary hearing. She joins us now live from the newsroom. So, Kylie, walk us through what happened today.
Well, Sarah, the accounts of all three women were incredibly similar, but Detective Terry Christian with the Kingsport Police Department says there's dozens of more stories just like theirs that have yet to be revealed. We want to warn you, some of the testimony from today's preliminary hearing is graphic.
Ooh.
I was there, okay?
What did you hear?
Exactly.
That I was going to rape. He was going to cause me to rape.
It seems that every victim would tell the same story, but I knew all the victims did not know each other.
Personal accounts in today's testimony started the same.
My name helped us grab his shirt, kind of pulled it up. After the waving, it turned into a lot of beeping, him grabbing his chest area and asking me and going, please, please, with his hands, may I, you know, show me you.
He starts blowing the horn, okay, and the erratic growling to my attention.
Okay. And did you look up?
Yes.
Okay. And what did you see? I know it's hard.
Starting the same and coming to similar disturbing endings.
Did you think that erect concur?
Yes.
Yes.
Now, did you see anything else?
He was taking his hand with his mouth. And he was masturbating.
This is all while he's driving like 90 miles an hour, 90 kilometers an hour.
Wow, he's got talent.
I know, that's what I said. I first heard about this story. I'm like, okay, yeah,
granted. Okay, Eric, you've only been driving for like 2 years maybe. So yeah, maybe like masturbating and driving at this phase is not a good idea. But maybe after like 10 years of driving, you can
do it. Once I'm feeling a little bit more confident behind the wheel. You know, long stretch.
You can jerk off while driving then. Then it's okay.
Long stretch of highway around. No, I'm not going to. I could kill somebody. That's ridiculous.
Maybe that's why his dashboard is all shiny.
You went there. Oh, my goodness.
Dust it with stuff.
Armor.
Whatever. You were going to go there.
Yeah, but
you. Oh, what?
Okay.
Eric, you're such a perv.
He had his penis out and he was masturbating. That's when it got really, really bad. I wouldn't look over anymore. And I wrote his tank number down on my hand, which I believe he noticed. And he exited very quickly.
Detective Terry Christian says it's Kelly Street's writing down of the tag number that served as a catalyst for William Blakely's charges.
It's went on for so long and no one's addressed it.
Christian says the department started receiving phone calls 3 to 4 years ago related to Blakely's behavior.
The age was anywhere from 16 to 65.
And that today marked a turning point when three women out of what's said to be dozens more came forward.
It's important to make that report because if you don't, they're going to feel that they can continue that offense and continue victimizing more females.
Okay, so
I wouldn't call that victimizing. That's like, it's like a free show.
Well, some people may beg to differ. Like, you know, You're driving home. You're driving home.
And I'm totally joking, Eric. I would if that happened to me, I would probably be disgusted.
You'd be disturbed and creeped out.
I would be disturbed and creeped out, yes. And I would probably be like, okay, now is this dude going to follow me home? Like, what the fuck is going on? Yeah, no, yeah. I was just joking about it being okay, a free just, show because I know.
Yeah, that would be creepy.
Like, if I want to go see a stripper, I'll go see a stripper because there's a guideline there is that he doesn't touch you. There's nothing.
The best thing that you could do, women, this is free advice from Eric. If you're behind the wheel.
And this happens, throw up outside your window.
No. You point at his crotch and you put your hand over your mouth and kind of giggle and laugh. And then just do like the small penis.
Yeah, but the thing is, you don't see it.
No, but you can laugh at his expense, right? You can turn.
I think just laughing at him in general would be a good response. Yeah,
and you know,
because I don't think that's a response that he wants.
And, he wants.
He obviously he's getting off on this, right? He's getting off on showing people.
It's getting off on the shock.
The shock, yeah.
But if you laugh at him and you go and you point. You point at him and you make fun of his unit. I'm sure he will probably just drive away because he's not getting the response that he wants.
Yeah. Yeah, but I think when you're disgusted by him, and especially these ladies bringing it to, like, I think he's actually liking this. Like, in the courtroom when they're talking about him, I think he likes that too.
Oh, he's like...
they're like... and then he, like, showed me his... Mm.
I have a question for you, Rochelle.
No, I do not do that while I'm driving.
Okay, I have another question for you then. You know, well, you totally read my mind. You know, Cookie Monster.
Because if you're a woman and you try and do that, and you do the same thing, I don't know. I think the response would be totally different.
Yeah.
Because, like, you'd probably, the guy would start following you.
Yeah,
they wouldn't be scared of you. They would jump you.
Weird world we live in, huh?
I know. It is weird.
Here's my question for you. What is the thing that Cookie Monster likes the most?
Garbage cans?
Nope.
Other Cookie Monsters?
Nope.
Cookies?
Wrong again. He likes tips.
Well, anybody who knows anything about the Cookie Monster, they know that he is well known for being hungry for cookies. He can't get enough of them. Well, this particular Cookie Monster, yesterday about 3:15 in the afternoon, he was hungry for money. And when he didn't get it, cops say he shoved a 2-year-old little boy. Now, go ahead and take a look because he was in court today here in Lower Manhattan in criminal court and he was arraigned. He is 33-year-old Osvaldo Quiros Lopez. And police are telling us that yesterday he dresses up as the Cookie Monster. And he's one of many people who do this in Times Square, and they do this and they take pictures with tourists and they do it for money. So it's a job for them. Well, police are telling us that yesterday, again, about 3:15 in the afternoon, he had taken a picture with a 2-year-old little boy. And then when he asked the mother for $2 for the picture and she refused, he got into a confrontation with her and shoved the 2-year-old little boy. As a result, he was arrested. And again, he was arraigned today. Well, I spoke with his boyfriend who was in court today. I spoke with him off camera. He did not want to appear on camera, but off camera, he told me that Lopez has been doing this job for about 3 years now. He's never had a problem, and he says the family is lying. The boyfriend is also in the process right now of trying to get $1,000 cash bail so he can bail Lopez out of jail.
So, just to, like the lady on the news was explaining, there's these, I guess in Times Square, people dress up in costumes. They get pictures from tourists, right? They ask for a tip, and oftentimes, if they don't get a tip, they can be a bit aggressive.
Because, you know what? I'm sorry, but they're not asking for a tip. Do you know? Because a tip is not something that you ask for.
No.
A tip is something that's given.
You get.
It's tip means to ensure proper service.
Yeah.
Tips. And they're not, that's not what they're asking for. They're asking to get paid for their fucking job.
Yeah.
And so... be clear about that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, say that you're asking for a tip. Say that I charge for these photos taken.
This is my job. If you want a picture with me, you know, it's $5 a picture or whatever, right?
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Yeah. Because tourists are the ones who are going there. And I'm sorry, but if you have tourists who are unfamiliar with what the procedure is,
yeah.
You know, because you're supposed to know apparently, like, how it works. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd be clear about it. Because I would not have known anything about that unless we watched, but we watched that documentary about Superman in Hollywood.
Yeah.
And
same idea.
Same idea. Like, yep. That's his job, and mm-hmm. he looks a lot like Superman. Like,
yeah.
And then he says that he lives off of tips. And I would not have known that unless, you know, other than whatever.
Because we happened to watch that documentary.
Yeah.
So, anyways. Cookie Monster kicks the crap out of a tree.
But you know what? Don't fucking shove a child. Shove the mom. Because you know what? The child doesn't have any money. And the child doesn't know what the fuck you're talking about or what the fuck you're trying to do.
Yeah, you basically...
That's so mean.
He's going to watch Sesame Street the next time. Little. Like, that's the one who pushed me. In his little poopy pants 2-year-old voice.
Yeah.
Cookie Monster. Meh. Okay. Enough, Eric. Let's get to a few Eurovision stories. We'll split it up between Eurovision song and other stuff so that people who hate this can just tough it out and listen to other stuff, right?
It's only because we were talking about how much, like, you love it so much, but you assume that everyone else hates it.
I assume it.
And, you know, like, it's like you have this, like, mental block in your brain.
Well, I'll say this. We only have about like 6 or so videos to play left. So that's only going to last like a few episodes.
Can we do like a special Eurovision podcast where we just talk about like recap stuff, maybe?
I can do that.
Cool. Because I find that...
You forget like a lot of
stuff? I forget a lot of this stuff. And now I'm not saying that we need to talk, that we need to listen to like every single song because that would be ridiculous. Mm-hmm. But maybe just talk about like the best and the worst or something like that.
I will take...
You know, like those magazines where they're like the best dressed and the worst dressed, like just a recap.
I will take that under consideration.
It would entail some work on your part and none on my part.
On your part. So I will take that into consideration. All right. We have some songs.
Does that mean a maybe?
A maybe.
That means a maybe?
It's a definite maybe.
Which, in Eric's words, means no.
Oh, well, right? Don't put words into my mouth. We have a few countries left to play. We have Georgia, Spain, Armenia, Hungary, Serbia, Estonia, Montenegro, and Italy. Rochelle, which song should we play first? Which country, rather?
Estonia.
Estonia, okay. This is Brigitte. Fuck's sakes. Oigamil. So there could be a new beginning, and this is what it sounds like. It sounds like this.
Yeah.
That was Estonia's entry, Brigitte Ojemil. So there could be a new beginning. I kind of like this song. I don't know where it is.
I do too. And I usually end up liking Estonia's entries. They seem to have like a lot of really talented musicians and stuff there. And also, they always have this sort of like extra like artistic element to their videos. Remember there was that one where the lady was doing like the sand.
That wasn't Estonia.
It was.
Okay, I don't know. What do I know?
Well, okay, no. Who was it then?
It was like Ukraine or something like that. I remember.
No. Okay, maybe it was.
Anyways.
I think Estonia always has really, really, really beautiful ladies.
Oh, no, no.
Like, gorgeous ladies.
Very pleasant on the eyes. Not just tits and ass.
Just overall, like, just really, really, really beautiful people. And also, like, I really like what they were doing on the stage here. Like, everything that they did with the design and the camera work. Like, everything is really, really, really nice.
I think they might make it to the finals.
Like, that stage, and then they had all the lights shining around the stage. So it looked like the stage had been drawn on. And then when the lights come on, it's very well done. I like it a lot. I want to go there sometime. Estonia and Moldova. Those are two places I think we need to sometime go there.
I would agree. On the tip-tap-tip European tour, we'll make two stops. One at Estonia, one at Moldova. And then we won't go anywhere else. So
no, that other place, that not Italy, but it's like in Italy.
Oh, San Marino.
Yeah, that place.
We'll go to like all the countries that no one cares about.
Yeah.
This is a crazy story. This was sent in to us by Kelvin, who oftentimes supplies a lot of the stories that we talk about on the show. And this kind of caught me off guard because I had always thought of Canada's iconic animal, the beaver, as a pleasant, fun little robot and not a vicious, killing beast.
Robot? It's not a robot.
Rodent.
Oh, my goodness.
Did I say robot? that's on my mind, man. I just like robots so much. But apparently
our baby is screaming.
Okay, well, we'll tell you what, we'll
like a lot.
Well, maybe what we'll do is we'll read this and then we'll wrap up the show. We'll wrap up the show because we got plenty of Eurovision for shows in the future. So let's get through this.
Okay, penis.
Yeah, I had no idea that they're ridiculously killing animals. A fisherman has been bitten to death by a beaver.
They've got big teeth.
Yeah, apparently.
Because they can chew down trees with those teeth,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, apparently they can bite people to death, all right?
But why would they want to? They don't eat people.
Well, I'll tell you why, if you let me read the fucking story. A fisherman has been bitten to death by a beaver after he was trying to take its photograph. The man was on a fishing trip in Belarus with two friends when they spotted the animal on the side of the road. He stopped so he could take a picture of it, but as he approached, the beaver pounced on him, biting him in the thigh. His friends attempted to stem the flow of blood, but the wound from the animal's bite had severed a main artery, and the man bled to death.
Oh, shit.
From a fucking beaver.
I guess it's kind of like hamsters, right? Like, beavers are like big hamsters. You piss them off, they're just going to fucking bite you.
Give you the bite.
Okay, I'm going to go.
Okay. Anyways, Rachel's going to take off. I'm going to wrap up this show, so just hold on to your shit while I do the closing announcements.
Au revoir.
Bye, Rachel. All right. Anyways, actually, you know what? I will, before we go, I'll play one more Eurovision song. I'll play this for Rachel later so she can add her 2 cents. And then we'll head out of here. Anyways, the next song you're going to hear is from my next favorite country within Europe, which is Montenegro, which is a place somewhere. This is a group called Husi featuring Nina Zizek. Agranka is the name of the song.
Svijet s njom jednim potezom i univerzum. Ajde mirišem na dobru feštu, sve mi miriše. Igranka bez prestanka, vanka na podijum ili pored sama šanka. Danka sva ne tuzmo, nikad nije pustoš, ništa nije frka, samo treba ući u štos. Kiki bas, zara, 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 niko neće poći u tvrđenog pazara. Opet jutra u tabanim stazama svojima, mislim, ne mislim o parama.
Nekta je jednu noć i cijeli dan, bit će još bolje,
što neće prestat dok ženska treska komad mesna, tvrđina kao u rernu na 200, odosmo s mozgom stroboskop ljeska, biko blesav, po glavi šiba, pregore kesa, piće mi sipaj, gradele česam, petrusin riba, danu svega da se pokidam. I vodi me neđe da glavu produvam, neđe gdje muzika dobro izuva, pa da ne staje no samo da gruva, da svu noć traje i svi da su tuna, pritisak trpi se, krpi se smukom, vodi me neđe da baš ne bi puko, načinjem limenku, život je čudo, ajmo na igranku, češemo drugo.
Nekta je jednu noć i cijeli dan, bit će još bolje.
Banja. I nije bitno to što svima je novčanik danas.
Samo nek bit udara, svi su mi ođe banja. Burgija vrti vazda, tamo će ne vrti para.
Well, that was something else. That was not what I expected. That was a
You liked that because there was lots of shaky tits.
That was Montenegro's entry, Husi, featuring Nina Zizek, a song called Igranka. I liked it.
I think Igranka means tits and ass, maybe. And grind. Grind those tits and ass.
Yeah, I'm guessing so. I have no problems with that video at all. In fact, I give it two things up. Rochelle just actually came back for a second.
Thumbs? Do you mean thumbs?
Yeah, that's what I mean. Because I have 20 penises. And I gave it two out of 20. Which means a good 10%, right? Right? Anyways, wrapping things up. We're going to wrap things up. We're going to play the song. We're going to get out of here. So let's do that right now. Anyways, thanks for listening. We are Tip Tap Tip, Calgary's best podcast about a variety of different subjects involving which phone is best, Android or other things. What else we talk about? I don't know, a bunch of stuff.
Tips?
Yeah, a lot of that this episode. Also, this is a couple of things we want to remind you if you were in Montenegro and you are photographing a beaver on the side of the road, keep your distance, because apparently those things will fucking kill you.
In Montenegro? Do you mean in Canada?
I think our beavers are much more tame.
Oh, that beaver was in Canada, was in Montenegro?
Yeah, it was in Eastern Europe.
Oh, okay, never mind.
Our beavers are much better, which is why we put them on coins and stuff, right?
No, it's because we used to make pelts out of them.
That's right. That's what we do. Anyways, tell your friends, tell your neighbors, etc., etc. Tell them to listen to Tip Tap Tip. Tell them to go to TipTapTip.com and check us out, because we do things like put out free shows, which costs nothing.
New toy.
And stuff. Anyways, leave us a good comment and a rating in iTunes, and I'm sure I'll be able to get to it at least once every 6 months. Maybe I'll even check today. Who knows? I could surprise you. Print out your thing and read it next episode. Anyways, thank you for listening. We will catch you later. My name is Eric.
My name is Rochelle.
Bye.
Bye.